Stephen Reinecke, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. Great to talk to you.
Well, last time you were here, we chatted about this being your 10th anniversary as Principal Pops Conductor with the TSO. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And your Holiday Pops concert has become a beloved annual tradition. Tell us about what's in store this year.
I love doing the holiday concerts. It truly is one of the most wonderful times of the year, the people getting into the wonderful holiday spirit. And I love bringing the festivities to Roy Thomson Hall, getting the place all decked out, and presenting some very festive holiday music with the orchestra. And we'll be joined once again. It's been a while, thanks to the pandemic. It's been a while, but we'll be joined once again by a chorus, the wonderful students from the Etobicoke School of the Arts, their holiday chorus. I just adore these kids and their fantastic ensemble. We're also going to be joined by two terrific vocalists, two Broadway veterans, Nikki Renee Daniels and Paul Alexander Nolan.
Yeah, you always bring fabulous guests along with you. Tell us a bit about those two.
Well, I feel very fortunate that I make my home in New York City. So I have so many friends in the Broadway community and work with them that it's really nice to be able to bring them along with me to concerts like this in Toronto. For example, Nikki Renee Daniels is just an incredible artist. She was in Les Miserables on Broadway. She was in The Book of Mormon. She starred in Porgy and Bess with Norm Lewis and Audra McDonald on Broadway. She was played Clara, the gal that gets to sing Summertime in Porgy and Bess. Most recently, she was just in the highly acclaimed revival of Company that played on Broadway. Paul Alexander Nolan is actually a Canadian artist who lives in New York City. Paul is originally from Saskatchewan, and he's been seen on Broadway in Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical Once. He played Billy Flynn in Chicago. I know he got a Drama Desk nomination for a role in the wonderful musical called Bright Star. So I'm very much looking forward to having both of them.
That sounds fantastic, as always. And any hints as to some of the music we'll get to hear?
Yeah, I mean, we've picked some really great stuff. Some things that we've done before, but also some new things that are just really great. Some brand new arrangements of, there's a wonderful new arrangement featuring the orchestra of the tune I Saw Three Ships Sailing In. It's a great new arrangement that I'm thrilled to present. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, of course. Winter Wonderland, The Christmas Song. Oh, I think we've got a holiday hits medley that I want to do that people can sing along to. It's got a lot of our favorite Christmas songs, like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You and Feliz Navidad, things like that. So that should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. And just one last question. Any knowledge as to whether or not Santa is going to be on hand this time around? I know he's shown up in the past.
Well, I was just talking to his secretary the other day, and he's got it penciled in on the calendar. And last I heard, things are looking pretty good.
Well, that's great. Well, we look forward, and my fingers are crossed that works out. Stephen Reinecke, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. Great to talk to you again.